This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time.
The preacher man says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I live back in the woods, you see.
The interest is up and the stock market's down. And you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Mike Adams of naturalnews.com has put together a really powerful, long-detailed article about Fukushima in America. 12 nuclear power plants are in the path of Hurricane Florence, flooding, storm surge, threatening cooling operations. It's the same scenario as Fukushima. We're not saying that's happening. We're saying we want to draw additional attention to it because these corporations will just hope nothing happens and they don't want any bad PR, so they won't muster an emergency like Japan did and then the crisis happens. Mike, in closing, I appreciate your great work. You've been doing great things for decades, but now you've really been doing yeoman's work, Herculean work in the Aegean stables here. Just in closing, in the 4 minutes we have left, I get a little hysterical here on air because I live in the middle of this, and we see the mutiny, the preparations, the 25th Amendment calls to remove the president, them saying he's doing a horrible job, the economy coming back. It is the best of time, worst of time, tale of two cities. And I'm just asking listeners, politically get in the arena. The next 56 days are so critical. In closing, what else do you want to impart to people about? We're all blocked everywhere on 90% of the web. It's up to them to share the articles, the videos. This is total war. And if they get off the bench, if the big dog gets off the bench, it's game over. And we did that to Hillary already, but I believe the globalists have miscalculated. I believe if we take action, we're about to see a new, true renaissance for humanity.
Well, Trump has the power to save this republic. The question is, will he invoke it aggressively and in time? Interestingly, Barack Obama signed executive orders into power that have now and other similar powers that he could invoke right now and solve this problem and arrest the deep state traitors and put this country back on course to what it's supposed to be, which is a free constitutional republic that respects individual liberty. He must now, at this point, realize that it's a matter of not just saving America, but also saving himself. It's self-preservation at this point. If he does not invoke these powers, if he does not get rid of Jeff Sessions, if he does not issue arrests for Hillary Clinton, then basically this republic is over. But I want President Trump to know that we, the people, are behind him, that we back him. And if he puts out a call and says, I need all the American patriots right now to come to Washington and defend this country against deep state traitors, he would have a million men and women show up.
He'd have 20 million.
Defend this nation. Yeah, more than a million.
He has all the cards, and he's a judicious, good guy, so he keeps thinking all we need is prosperity. No, the globalists, like you said, are willing to wreck everything. It's about power.
I believe that mass arrests need to be made against these deep state traitors. They need to be exposed.
They're globalists. They're trying to subvert us. Exactly. You can't deal with them like a normal political group. They're an enemy army.
No, and hopefully Trump is long past the point of trying to get along with the opposition. You can't get along with traitors. They don't want you to. They're not interested in coexisting.
They're not giving quarter. They're trying to dominate us.
That's right. That's right. Look, they want to overthrow the country. They want communism to sweep in.
And they've drawn first blood politically.
Well, absolutely they have. And the evidence is there. President Trump just released it. Declassify. It's all there. History is waiting for you to make this decision. Just do it. I mean, Nike should have President Trump as their spokesperson, frankly. Just do it, President Trump. Release the documents.
He needs to right now release the secret documents and everything else. Mike Adams, powerful information at naturalnews.com. Thank you for your great work. We're going to be right back to Flight Lewis with even more bombshell information about the very structure of the deep state. You do not want to miss this. He blew me away when I was on his show 2 weeks ago. Blew me away.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're back live here in the third hour. Paul Watson's host for the fourth hour. He's got one of the best-selling authors who just got banned off of Amazon. First time ever an author's been banned for a dating book about, you know, for conservative men. This is just getting crazy. That's coming up in the fourth hour. Clyde Lewis could be on there for 10 hours. I was on his show for 3 hours. And, you know, I've heard his show many times, syndicated to 400 stations. You know, very popular filmmaker in his own right. But I was on his show, and I had forgotten so many things he was talking about the Internet kill switch and about this special FCC office that Obama set up to be able to take over the Internet and put people inside newsrooms. And then with what I've dealt with the media, the terms and things they were using were exactly what's happening to me now. And then I looked at the executive order while I was on his show for 3 hours during breaks, and I was like, wow, somebody just taught me something. And I learn stuff all the time, but when it comes to martial law, kill switches, how it works, a lot of folks don't teach me stuff. And so I was like, please come on my show. And he's a late night host. He's like, okay, I will. But I want to invite him back for 3 hours in the near future. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Remember that? And then that's what's set up with the old corporate media, the big tech companies, the censorship, claiming we're all Russians. And once they say you're a Russian, then they turn the CIA loose on you. But his big article, Keeping Up with the Jones, Our Red-Faced Canary in the Coal Mine. And then this goes back to articles he wrote 3-4 years ago detailing in all the FCC aborts plan to infiltrate newsrooms. That's theheavy.com. Commissioner Pai's statement on suspension of CIN study. So Clyde's a nice guy. He'll pause a lot for me, but if that happens, he'll never get to talk. So I'm going to give him the floor for most of this hour. A brief guide to the FCC newsroom invasion panic. But Obama did set up the kill switch, and then he left it behind. And just like you read about, look at these headlines, Trump loyalists fear White House purge. And you've got Donald Trump Jr. coming out saying, yeah, he only trusts like five people in the White House because they're revolting against him. People keep saying, Trump, do this, do that. the bureaucracies aren't doing what he says. Atlantic Monthly, 2 months into Trump into office, says we need 25th Amendment. We need everybody in the agencies to not follow what he says and sabotage him. Well, he's only gotten partial tax cuts and partial regulation fixes and announced America open for business, and all the graphs are going straight up. And then here's that article. Trump only trusts small group in White House after op-ed son says this is a psyop. So I got to say, I'm rarely completely blown away. I was blown away with Clyde Lewis when I was on with him and everything that he got into on his show. So I want him to take you next level on the big event, the final blow, he calls it, Ground Zero Media, groundzeromedia.org, or Clyde Lewis on Twitter for now. I know he got persecuted for even having me on Facebook. So groundzeromedia.org. Clyde Lewis, thank you so much for joining us on September 11th, 2018.
I think it's a coincidence. I wasn't really thinking about 9/11, but I think it's a good time to have us both together on 9/11, especially with all the hard work you did to bring forward information back then, and the work that I did as well. You know, it's interesting that I remember one of the points that the mainstream media had made to shut you down was you saying that 9/11 was an inside job. I just want to make it clear that 84% of the American people believe that 9/11 was not explained correctly, that the information and the investigation was pretty much a farce.
Now, there were national polls on that.
Yeah, national polls saying that, hey, we didn't get an investigation we wanted. Even the media itself back then, if you recall, were saying things like Osama bin Laden was not involved. Even Dick Cheney had said in a press conference something about how Osama bin Laden wasn't involved. And there are a number of things, too, like Tom Brokaw, if I remember, and a number of other newscasters.
Prince Bandar, famously, the week after, went on, I said I wouldn't interrupt, here we go. He went on Larry King and said that bin Laden wasn't involved.
Yeah, and if you want to know where the conspiracy theories come from, I mean, the newsrooms themselves, I remember Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw were saying, if you look at the buildings come down, if you're familiar with how controlled demolitions operate, you'll notice how the buildings have come down uniformly. And I was surprised that not very many people had picked up on that. I picked up on that because I'm a media junkie, and I have to pay attention to what the mainstream says in order to, I guess, counter what they say, examine what they say.
My theory that the FBI was ordered to stand down, dozens of agents came forward and said that. I was just saying what they said.
Well, and not only that, but you remember, too, that there was a number of, I guess you call them preparedness drills with regard to, you know, whether or not planes could fly into areas and destroy buildings. In fact, I remember back during the Olympics when they had them in Georgia, Condoleezza Rice and several others were already in the planning. Condoleezza Rice had said, well, we didn't even plan on this to happen. But yet when the Olympics happened in Georgia, they were already planning for contingency if a plane was to be flying in, bringing in some sort of biological weapon or something. And, of course, the Project for a New American Century, when you're reading about their plans, that is a letter of intent, in my opinion. I mean, if a school kid was to write down on a piece of paper that he planned on attacking the teacher or planned on shooting the principal, and he submitted that, he'd be put in jail and banned from school. But when you get a group of leaders together saying that we need another new Pearl Harbor in order to galvanize or at least push the issue of expansion in the Middle East, I think that the American people need to understand that that is a letter of intent. It was a letter of intent from the beginning, and it certainly is a letter of intent now. And I think it stands to reason that anyone who sits there and tells you that you're a crank because you think that somebody involved in government, a criminal element, or the criminal cabal, now that we know is the deep state or the shadow government, they've been involved with this from the very beginning. And, you see, I'm a history person. I go back and I dig through history and find these things, but the media won't do that. And, of course, they'll rebuke you, and they'll certainly say, well, Alex Jones thinks it's an inside job. Well, I think it's an inside job. It's obvious that it's an inside job. And any American who doesn't want to get ratcheted up in the emotion of it all has to set aside their emotions and understand that it is anathema. It is, in my opinion, a smack in the face to Americans and those who died.
Well, Clive, it is. I mean, I'll just tell the story briefly. I've been on air like 9-10 hours that day, and I was broadcasting out of my house, and I was hungry. There was a pizza place literally a mile away. So I'm driving to get pizza, and back then CBS still had CBS radio on 590 AM. It turned to like Fox a month later. And I'm waiting to get the pizza out of the pizza place, and I'm listening, and they go, Solomon Brothers building, Building 7, they've put bombs in it to bring it down so it won't damage other buildings. So I go back, get on the radio, and go, CBS just announced they're going to blow up Building 7. And then callers are going, yeah. And I run out during the room, and it's on the big screen TV in my house. They blew it up, and they go, oh, no, it just fell. And I went, I just heard CBS say they blew it up. And then they went, but years later, they released the archived tapes where they said that.
Well, and here's something else that I was at a conference. It was a conspiracy conference in San Francisco, and someone had asked me, so what are you going to do next year that it was, I can't remember what year it was. What are you going to do next year that's going to better your program? What is it that you want to, what is your goal? And I said, I think I'm going to do an investigation into Building 6. And it was, you mean Building 7? I go, no, I mean Building 6. And they said, why? And I said, well, if you take a look at the footage before.
Well, stay there. It's a cliffhanger. Yeah, let's talk about 6. This is even bigger.
Okay.
Exactly. They weren't just blowing up three buildings, folks. And again, we interviewed the head of emergency management who said there were bombs. He died a week after he was on. Well, he didn't really die. It was witness protection program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Clyde Lewis is in one of the top 10 talk show hosts in the U.S., and he's the big lead-in to Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, wildly successful broadcast on, what is it, 400 stations? We can ask him. I know it's everywhere I listen. And he's got groundzeromedia.org. He's a filmmaker, actor, you name it. But, I was really impressed by his knowledge of deep state. I'd forgotten a lot of the stuff he brought up, and I didn't know about some of it, looked it up. I was like, wow, because it makes me feel good that somebody's out there that knows as much as I do or more. But he's dumping into 9/11, 17-year anniversary, which is good to understand how all this works. And then I want to get into the censorship, why he thinks the censorship against nationalists, conservatives, but it's happening to liberals too. Anybody anti-establishment is exploding. Who he thinks the different power players are in the globe, because he's a smart guy. But we're getting into 9/11. Please continue.
Well, I mean, 84% of people in the United States question the 9/11 attacks. And inside job or not, it's an inside jab is what it is. And people like you and me and others who have been doing the hard work to try and uncover the truth. You know, it took $30 million to actually investigate the Clinton Lewinsky scandal. $30 million, okay? It was, Iran-Contra was $35 million to investigate. I think it was like $12 million for the Shuttle Columbia investigation. $3 million was allotted to investigate the 9/11 attacks. $3 million. And then Congress had to ask for another $11 million to investigate. So just the idea of a pittance of $3 million to investigate the 9/11 attacks, I think, is embarrassing for the country. And I wanted to kind of do something while I have the opportunity, and I wanted to just kind of read off some names for you. I know today's a day for reading off names, and I just wanted to – I have them up here on my screen. I want to read them for everybody. Elliot Abrams, Gary Bauer, William J. Bennett, Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Elliot Cohen, Midge Dekter, Paula Dobriansky, Steve Forbes, Aaron Friedberg, Francis Fukuyama, Frank Gaffney, Fred Eichel, Donald Kagan, Zalmay Khalizad, Louis Scooter Libby, Norman Podhortz, Dan Quayle, Peter W. Rodman, Stephen P. Rosen, Henry S. Rowan, Donald Rumsfeld, Vin Weaver, George Weigel, and Paul Wolfowitz. You know, they've read the names of the dead today on 9/11. I read the names responsible for 9/11 because they were the ones that signed their names to that project for the new American century, that letter of intent where they wanted a new Pearl Harbor in order to get the American people involved in wanting two wars that we fought in the Middle East because of 9/11. They're the ones that told everybody that we should not believe outrageous conspiracy theories with regard to 9/11. These are the things that are, in my opinion, Barack Obama became president, he had the opportunity to actually go and find these men and question them about their involvement and what they knew and why and how it was organized in order to bring us to these wars. He didn't do that. Why? Because he's just another one of those war hawk freaks that certainly if you look at what happened at the John McCain funeral, every one of those people who spoke at the every one of those dignitaries who spoke at the John McCain funeral were all the war hawks and warlords and ass kissers who've been around forever. And I knew it the minute that Henry Kissinger stood up. And by the way, while we're thinking of 9/11 today, think of 9/11 1973, where Henry Kissinger was involved with the situation in South America, where they purged and killed many people there as well.
You've got the floor, my friend. I want to play a clip, since you mentioned it, of Trump a few days after 9/11 on local news. There's three different clips of this on him on different local TV stations, talking about how there had to be bombs in the buildings, showing how dialed in Trump was even 17 years ago. Here it is.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this before. And they're hardworking people, but they've never seen anything like it, and they've never done work like this before. It's terrible.
Tell me what it's like at Ground Zero. Tell me about the workers that you saw and what they're doing there.
Well, not only is it devastation, but it's very dangerous because every few minutes a whistle would go off and everybody would just run because you have all the buildings around.
This is an important clip, but stop the clip. There are three clips of him talking about bombs in the buildings. We're going to play those before this hour's over, or I'm going to go jump off a cliff. Okay, because anybody can type into a search engine, Donald Trump talks about bombs in the buildings, you'll get it. That's how you get it. So we're going to give you that clip. Going back to Clyde Lewis of GroundZeroMedia.org, again, 17 years later, they used it to take our liberties, our freedoms. Al-Qaeda, ISIS is stronger than ever. Who do you think the real geopolitical players are?
The real geopolitical players in what sense?
I mean, who are the real power players in the world manipulating all this?
Well, I would say that there are a lot behind the scenes who always seem to poke their heads in. I mean, when Zbigniew Brzezinski was alive, I often pointed to him as one of the players. He was the guy that negotiated a lot of things with Osama bin Laden. Of course, the Afghanistan problem, Russia, all brought in. Other power players include Henry Kissinger, who still, I think, dictates from where he is in his office. No one knows what he does. He's a war criminal, and I think he needs to be brought to trial, but he won't be. He'll die before ever is brought to trial. I think Dick Cheney, of course, was part of this, more or less, because his interests were involved. Donald Rumsfeld, if you look back at both Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, they used to be cleanup men. They would always clean up the messes that the presidents had made. And, of course, you see what Henry Kissinger did when he was involved as Secretary of State under Ford. He wanted to eliminate and starve American citizens, and he wanted to eliminate and starve countries. Because of population growth, he said that the resources would be tapped. He said, and eventually what we'd have to do is we'd have to create some sort of a natural problem that would give us a reason to declare famine and declare resource wars. And I think climate change fits that bill.
Sure, Kissinger wrote that famous State Department memorandum where he says we want to cause global famine to depopulate people.
Yeah, I mean, he said that the only way we'd be able to convince the American people that a famine was here was to come up with something that would be a natural reason why this is happening. And I think that the climate change people, and I want to tell you this too, Alex, I mean, you're the first domino in effect to be censored and actually put in your place. The next people on board, I think, the next people to be removed from the internet are climate change deniers. That's what they call them. I think people who use, you know, real science instead of pseudoscience and instead of what we call technocrat bought off science, I think those are going to be the next to be taken off the internet.
All right, when we come back with Clyde Lewis, one of the top syndicated hosts in the country, groundzeromedia.org, works with George Norrie and Premier Radio Networks. When we come back, you can follow him on Twitter, at Clyde Lewis. I want to play the clip. He did find one of the clips. Thanks for the crew on the fly finding that. It's my fault. It's throwing these clips out. We're going to play Trump talking about bombs in the buildings, and then we're going to finish up with 9/11 and segue 17 years later to what's happening with the media, the censorship, 56 days out. What's going on? Why are things so crazy? We're going to discuss it all with Clyde Lewis straight ahead and talk about different factions in the government. What really is the deep state versus the shadow government? It's all defined straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, next year's news today. so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here is the president, just days after 9/11, on local TV. There's three of these clips. I'm going to play one, talking about how he knows the architect, how there were bombs in the buildings, which we now have local news admitting there were bombs in Building 7 and Building 6. We'll get Clyde Lewis, expert on this, to comment on a moment and then move forward into the current situation. But here it is.
It was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid. And half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steelers on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
So, all I did, like everybody else, was see all this at the time. I heard CBS Radio say that they were going to blow up 7, and then I reported it, and the media said I was crazy, but years later, the audio, it's all online, came out. So Clyde Lewis has been on top of this for a long time, syndicated talk show host on the top of the country, groundzeromedia.org. I want to put bookends on this and move into the future where you really blew me away with your knowledge of the internet kill switch and the media takeover that's happening and the final blow, you call it, which is a term you developed, which I really resonate with in this epic time. But again, I don't want to be sensational. I was on over 100 radio stations, which was a lot for me, on 9/11. Bashing Bill Clinton. I was like 27 years old. Huge success, bringing in millions of dollars a year to build an operation. I didn't want to go on air and say it was an inside job. I lost 70-plus stations. I went from like 100 and something down to like, you know, 30-something. But I had to report what I heard, and then thank God the Internet Archives got uploaded later. Back then there was an Internet Archives, and there was all these newscasts saying what I'd heard. You heard that too. So I didn't say America did it. They always said, oh, you say firefighters blew it up. No, criminal elements. We don't know what happened. We just know we're being lied to. So you talked about Building 6. That's a key part, too, nobody talks about. So let's finish up on 9/11, Clyde Lewis.
Well, the reason why Building 6 is avoided is because in the whole melee, if you look back at the video, the first plane entering the tower, you'll notice there's an explosion just halfway down from the tower that happens before the plane hits. And what that is that's Building 6 being detonated. And I remember wondering why I was seeing explosive, at least some smoke coming up from the bottom of the tower instead of seeing it happen on the outside. But yeah, the minute the plane goes in, or just before, in fact, it was 9:04 when
Building 6 blows out across the street.
Yes, it does. If you remember the video, and maybe for those of you that can go and find it online, if there is any of it left, watch the plane before it enters into the tower, and you will see that there's an explosion prior to the main explosion above, and that is Building 6. They exploded it. They blew it up. In fact, there was nothing left of it when they showed the aerial view of Ground Zero. It was gone. And what they don't tell you about Building 6 is it was the it was actually the Export-Import Bank was in that building. And what the Export-Import Bank does, it basically had all of the records, probably, that provided the investment capital for the attacks on the United States. And so, you know, they run that money through the Export-Import Bank. And so it would have been able to trace all that money to those money and investments and whatever it was it took to blow up.
The shadow government, and let's expand. Yeah. Building 7 had the FBI, the CIA. They were all, there's Building 6. They were all based in that, too.
See, and that's the thing, is that you go back to how the media exchange that has been forgotten since 9/11, the people involved that were the criminal element, or at least the alleged criminal element, we can't know for sure unless we had a trial, but we didn't have a trial because Barack Obama wouldn't have one, although he said he was going to investigate 9/11. We had, like I said, it was $30 million to investigate the Clinton Lewinsky scandal. I mean, a stain on a dress had more importance to the American people financially than the lives that were lost.
Exactly. How do you spend $30 million on him doing perverted stuff with cigars?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It was a $30 million investigation. I'm sure there's more investigation going into Russian meddling. They don't tell us about the money that is going into these investigations and the time spent to chase after the real conspiracy.
I think Mueller's up, last time I heard, to like 80-something million.
80 million?
Yeah.
15 million, actually, at end for 9/11. $15 million, okay? I mean, at first it was $3 million, ladies and gentlemen. $3 million to investigate the dead, to investigate who was responsible, and by the end of the day, we knew who was responsible by some reason. We didn't investigate.
They said two hours later it was bin Laden.
No, actually, they said it was Saddam Hussein.
You're right.
They said first it was Saddam Hussein, and then they changed their tune and said it was Osama bin Laden because both Tom Brokaw, even Dick Cheney said it wasn't Osama bin Laden. And I remember something about Donald Rumsfeld saying that it was Saddam Hussein. He was the first suspect, and then they eliminated that, went with the Osama bin Laden story, and then they found weapons of mass destruction, and then, of course, they had an excuse to go after Saddam Hussein because they wanted to expand the entire Middle East.
Now, let's be clear. We're not saying Saddam's good. We're not saying Al-Qaeda's good. The point is just what you saw in the Arab Spring, aiding the very groups. This was part of a larger plan.
Well, they were the best enemies the CIA could buy. They were both blowbacks. I mean, you know that if you go online, you can see hands being shaken for situations between Rumsfeld, another cleanup situation where they're going after their biggest asset, Saddam Hussein, and using him for the war against Iran. And then, of course, Osama bin Laden was key in bringing down the Russians during that war. Of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski organizing that.
The Grand Chessboard.
Again, the power players are still in power. They still
let's expand on that. I was told, you read PNAC says, oh, we're going to do this to secure America. But then they use it to get rid of non-radicals and put in super radicals to collapse into Europe with the whole Islamic invasion plan. What do you think about the current globalist plan working with radical Islam?
Well, I think it's confusing to the American people when you have the globalists, including John McCain before he passed away, basically making deals with the enemy. I mean, why is it all of a sudden, you know, we're working with the enemy because we have a big chub for Syria? It doesn't make sense to me, you know, that we are told, well, by the way, the enemy that was responsible for 9/11 is now fighting side by side with us, and we're giving them weapons, we're doing all this. And then, of course, that's all silenced now, and our hate goes to Donald Trump. It doesn't make any sense.
Let me ask this question. We're going to come back and get into the internet kill switch, which you really blew me away with. But sure. Why are they silencing everybody now? What's the big event coming, the final blow?
That's crazy. I think I know what it is. And it says so in the Project for New American Century. It's a biological attack on the United States.
I agree. Because let me tell you, I was on with Clyde Lewis, and I'm not just saying this. People know I don't just say this. I was on for 3 hours with him from like 10 at night to 1 in the morning. And I literally couldn't go to sleep. And I was up at 5 a.m. that day. I was exhausted. I couldn't go to sleep. And Clyde just did 9/11. That's great. He did what he wanted to do. He's got to come back then tomorrow or something and do what he said that night. Because he laid out everything. And I was getting chills in the middle of the night, even though I was exhausted. I was getting chills. Chills. So I want him to say what he gave me, the chills, when we come back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
GroundZeroMedia.com. We'll do 5 minutes of the next hour, and he's agreed to come back next week. And look, I'm glad, as a host, he went where he wanted to go. I wanted him on about, I don't like pre-interview people. I wanted him on about what he laid out about the internet kill switch and the deep state, because I study this stuff all the time, and then he was saying stuff I heard no one else ever say, but stuff I'd read, and I was like, God, I forgot that. I forgot this. I forgot. Because you think I know all this stuff, folks. I've forgotten way more than I ever talk about on air. So he laid it out. He's got articles at groundzeromedia.org you need to go get. And thank God there's still talk radio, because as they censor us in real media, as they try to shut us down on the internet, we're still on AM, FM, TVs exploding. We've gained like 20 big stations the last few weeks that we'll be announcing the next few days. So good news. America's awake. It's upset. Sponsorship's there. You're supporting us. Speaking of that, we had to end the bone broth special and the body special ultimate tumor formula, because the ultimate tumor formula will sell out in the next week, so it's back to regular price. Won't be back in until close to Christmas. or maybe next month if we're lucky. We're trying. But it's really hard to produce. The bone broth, that we had in that special, a bunch of others. We have X2 that is a deep earth crystal source of iodine. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. This is the best iodine. But I have trouble getting it from the oil companies because it's gotten between 7,000 and 11,000 feet. And the price has gone up and up and up, but I've kept the price the same to you. So I broke the contract. The new contract came up. I did not do it. X2, the only product like it in the world, is gone. What we have down in InfoWarsStore.com is it. I'm playing guts ball. I got some other firms. I'm looking at it. I'm having it tested. We'll see what happens. I've got another plan, but this is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, we're under attack because we promote Americana and the truth. Doesn't mean, like I'm telling Clyde Lewis, I don't know what happened on 9/11. I just know I'm driving down the road. CBS says they're going to blow up Building 7, and then they blow the damn thing up, and the media says I lied. Years later, they release the CBS tapes. And then they attack me even more. So, and then the FBI comes out and says, we were ordered to stand down. And then NORAD tapes are released. And they're like, is this a drill? So, I appreciate Clyde coming to my defense. I wanted him on about the other issue today, but I'm glad he brought this up. But Clyde, in the 8 minutes we have now, and 5 minutes after this, then you got to go. And we got Paul Watson coming up with the guy they're now banning books at Amazon. I mean, this is getting crazy. So next segment, I want to speak about censorship with you and why you think it's happening. But in 3 hours, you notice I hardly ever shut up. You probably talk more than me on your own show because you were on fire that night. Give us some of that fire, what you said, because I've got all the articles that back up what you say about the shadow government, the stay-behind groups. We know there's groups rebelling against Trump, not doing what he says, who's behind it, how it got set up by Obama. Break that down.
Well, back in 2015, I made the comment that there were some movements being made that were mimicking what I would call the dirty war that happened in Argentina. It was a similar thing that happened, like it started in 1973 on 9/11, where journalists, actors, comedians, musicians, they were all silenced through methods of intimidation, character assassination, suspicious deaths. And when I made this statement, there were a lot of people that were leaving late night talk, Jon Stewart, David Letterman. Everybody was just leaving, and they were opening up for the new ones to take over. Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Kimmel, all of them pretty much liberal, and they wanted to take over.
And I've forgotten that there was a giant exodus, and they said, "I no longer have creative control." That was the beginning. So they left.
Right. Yeah, they were losing creative control of their shows. They knew what was going on. Something was moving in. And then, of course, Eric Holder said, well, we're not yet in a time of war, but we're going to issue a statement in something called the Department of Defense Law of War Manual. And what we're going to talk about is unprivileged belligerence, which is probably the equivalent of an enemy combatant. And we're going to go in and we're going to basically evaluate who are the spokespeople on the Internet and who are the spokespeople who are in newsrooms. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to actually put together something called the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs. And what that was is they were going to go into newsrooms and they were going to ferret out those who were controversial, who were the heavy hitters, who wanted to basically upset the apple cart, if you will, with information that was going against what the mainstream framing was about, using hypocognition, going in and saying, well, we're going to exclude certain things, exclude certain people. We're not going to pay attention to certain people. And so during the Obama administration, the FCC created this CIN. The purpose of the CIN, according to the FCC, was to ferret out information from television and radio broadcasters about the process by which stories are selected and how often stations cover critical information needs, along with perceived station bias and perceived responsiveness to underserved populations. What they were saying is there enough media coverage on minorities? Is there enough media coverage on immigration? Is there enough media coverage on all these things? And so the whole
and let me stop you. When they had Jade Helm and claimed that I said there was going to be a huge invasion, I never said that. But Jade Helm, they later admitted, was about controlling the human domain and practicing taking over social media by the Pentagon, by Obama.
Yeah, it was a way to take over social media and take over the Internet, and in order to use it as a weapon. That was the whole idea, is they wanted to use it as a weapon.
Controlling the human domain.
Exactly, and the human domain was certainly on social networks and shaping, controlling the human domain was basically shaping the culture. That's what they wanted to do, is the idea of shaping the culture and preparing them, as I say, for the final blow. Preparing them for the moment where there will be a complete rebellion, or those who will be fighting against the rebellion will be silenced. And so,
notice our videos on that have been killed by YouTube. I'm just showing this now. I've talked to special operation folks at Fort Bragg. The good news is they're aware of this now, and it's kind of backfired. But I want to speak to you briefly about that, because the good news is there's a rebellion. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a rebellion with those of us who are seeing what is going on. I mean, the media cannot say that they are objective when they most certainly say that they're part of the resistance. You can't do that. You can't say that you are objective. You can't say that you're balanced and biased and unbiased when you know that the resistance is fueling you, and the money that's with the resistance is fueling you. And so, you know, when you're looking at Twitter platforms and you're looking at Facebook platforms, they say, oh, we removed Alex Jones because he violated our terms of service. What they're really saying is that the government was already planning on going after people who are trying to tell the truth. And what I say is that they 451'd you, Alex, meaning that it was like Fahrenheit 451, where the people pretended to police you, and with the media pushing the issue that you're a weirdo, whack job, or whatever they're saying about you, or you're heartless because of Sandy Hook, or because you believe that 9/11 is an inside job, all those things are there to destroy your character and erase you, much like what they did in the times of Russia and the Soviet Union.
No, that's right. So it's an unpersoning. So let me ask you this question then. What do we do about it? Because I believe Sandy Hook happened. I've always said it. I had guests on like you to the question. I played devil's advocate, said both sides. They clipped the tape. But even if I believe that, I have a right. So Trump comes in, Hillary loses, but the deep state just continued her plan. That's what we've learned. What does Trump do to counter that?
Well, I mean, what Trump has to do is he has to go in and he has to say, and he has to be point blank saying, we obviously have a group of individuals that are part of the resistance within the walls of the White House. This is a silent, soft coup, and it's happening, and I need to do things to protect myself and to protect this country and protect the White House. I mean, people like Maxine Waters saying impeach, 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 and harass and all this. You know, if Trump wanted to be nasty, which he hasn't been, he could basically pull a Woodrow Wilson on everybody and then basically put in sedition laws. In fact, if I was president, I probably would think about that.
And by the way, you're a classical liberal like I am. These are foreign outside powers. The Pentagon, Google won't work with the Pentagon, but they'll work with Chinese military. Exactly. This is a foreign globalist plan. The right response would be the Sedition Act, because this isn't citizens. This is an outside group trying to overthrow our republic.
Yes, and it's the Chinese model they want to implement by 2030. It's the UN's plan. They said it's the UN's plan from the very beginning. Xi Jinping said in his last meeting they had, they said that our model of government is the model of government with the Internet of Things, 5G, all these things coming our way. And you look at what China's doing and the movements they're making.
They set up Skynet. They call it Skynet, surveilling everyone in real time.
Yeah, and what? After you got thrown off the Internet, what happened? Facebook said, well, we have a social credit network that no one knows about, and we also have a hate scale that no one knows about. Just like what they have in China. I mean, they have the social
Zuckerberg went to China last year to learn how to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's all being implemented. Everything that China has, we're getting. And we're eventually going to have that. And no, we don't need the Chinese to come with guns and taking over our country.
Oh, they're economically taking over the culture. You're on fire. Stay there and come back and talk about this and what we did, because they have killed five times the number Hitler has. It's happening. Clyde Lewis is on fire. You know how good it makes me feel that he's there and knows as much as I do or more? God, this is awesome. Jesus, you can listen, excuse me, Lord, you can tune in every night, 10 o'clock Central, Coast to Coast AM. You can tune in at groundzeromedia.org. God, I feel good knowing he's out there. See, people, I'm not in competition. I want other people to know this stuff, and he knows more than I do. This is exciting. He'll get a tag for coming on this show, though. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.